Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you ready?
Hey, you think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down!
DFS DGen Nation, what is up? What is happening? We are on to the last game of the season, Super Bowl 58, Chiefs 49ers. We got the showdown slate upon us. And obviously not the same content we normally cover, but you know, we're gonna go ahead and cover this showdown slate. Hope everybody has a good Super Bowl Sunday this weekend. I know some people might be upset of the teams that are in it, but you know. I still think it should be a good game. Good solid total, 47.5 points. As far as showdown is concerned, I think there's obviously a lot of different ways you could go, but obviously with Christian McCaffrey being priced at $18,000 a captain and $12,000 a flex, which is significantly more than most everybody else, it's gonna come down to a decision of do you play him a captain or do you play him. Because to me, this feels very much like you either play him in captain or you don't play him at all because he's so expensive. Unless there is a cheap pay down option that you feel comfortable with playing in captain that you can jam him in. Because if you don't, you're going to be very similar to everybody else that has if you play him in captain.
Yeah, how many times, we don't really cover, showdown much on this show, but you and I talking in the DMs about showdown quite a bit. And how many times have you and I discussed once you get, guys up in that 12 to 13K range, they're starting to fall into the, you either captain them or you don't play them because, if they don't have a more than a decent game, it wasn't worth playing them in the flex. And then if they have a better game than that, then usually they smash to the point where you needed them in the captain anyways. So, it's an interesting build it, like playing around with it. I think it's really tough to fit the quarterbacks if playing McCaffrey. So you're gonna definitely have to make a decision. There's a lot of talent on both sides of the ball. So McCaffrey, Kelce, Mahomes, Purdy, Ayuk, Debo, Pacheco. Like there's a lot of like Rashee Rice. There's a lot of good plays. I probably lean to the side of playing McCaffrey and the captain. Cause if you look at Kansas City's game logs this year, they've given up a ton of rushing production. There's a lot of games where they allowed over 5 yards per carry. They give up over 100 rush yards in all but three games in the regular season. They give up 182 to the Bills. And part of that's to the QB, but still that is rushing defense as well. And San Francisco, we know, is one of the better, rush offenses in the NFL with that offensive line they've got. I do think that if San Fran does have to throw the ball, they're not going to have a ton of success because Purdy, we've talked about it, has a ton of issues when facing pressure. And, the Chiefs' defensive line has been able to get pressure on the quarterback this year. His big reason for their success has been their defense. So, I think San Fran, I just think it's going to be a lower scoring game. I don't have a ton of confidence in the Chiefs offense. They've played low scoring games the entire season. I just don't see that changing here. Like I think the Buffalo game was as high of a scoring game that they played all year. And that was 27-24. So, you know, barely eclipsed 50 points, and you know, they held the Ravens on the road to 10 points last week. So it's a really good defense. And I just think Purdy's going to struggle under pressure. I think all the entire offense runs through McCaffrey and Debo. I don't want any Ayuk. He should get a ton of Snead coverage on the outside. I think Debo avoids Snead. He plays a lot on the inside, gets some rush attempts as well. So Debo and McCaffrey are my two favorites from San Fran. And then on the Kansas City side, it's the obvious. It's, you know, Kelce and Rice. I think you can take a shot on in showdown. You can take a shot on the Chiefs cheap guys. I think that's going to be the key to the slate, is which one, you know, catches a long pass or two. I like Justin Watson personally. He's the one that's running, you know, all the routes alongside MVS, which is kind of weird, but you know, it's those two guys and Kelce essentially, with, you know, some Noah Gray mixed in. Noah Gray's, you know, a decent punt as well. But he's not even free. He is cheaper than Watson though, but I think Watson's more likely to have a bigger game considering he's got deep role and can score touchdowns as well. And I wouldn't even be afraid to play the Chiefs defense. They're 5,100. I don't think many people are going to click that, but I mean, if the Chiefs get up, you could see more than one Brock Purdy pick six. So, you know, the game against the Lions and the game against Green Bay, like, Purdy had a lot of turnover worthy throws that should have been picked off for touchdowns, and were either dropped by the defense, or, you know, it got tipped to where, you know, nobody could get to it. He just hasn't been very good under pressure. And, you know, they scored one touchdown total against the Ravens back when they played the Ravens earlier this year. And that was a big, you know, talking point that we had leading into that game. So it's an interesting game. And while there's good pieces on both sides, I do think it's lower scoring, which tends to lean me towards, you know, liking the running backs a little bit more and liking the pass game a little bit less, with me considering Debo as more of a running back than a wide receiver. I think Debo, you know, is going to be schemed, you know, 5 to 7 rush attempts. We know he can break a bunch of tackles, and he will avoid a Snead coverage on the outside as well. So, yeah, it's McCaffrey, Debo for me, Rice and Kelce on the other side, and then kind of mix in pieces from there. I'm not a huge fan of either quarterback, honestly.
Who's your who are your top three captains if you had to pick?
CMC. Debo, I'll say. So the thing with Rice is he popped up on the injury report today, and he hadn't had issues prior to today, which is kind of concerning.
Somebody stepped on him. They said he was fine.
Yeah. So that's something to monitor. But I mean, he's only 7,600 in the flex, which is, you know, a really good price for having a mid-range captain. But Kelce's kind of the same boat as McCaffrey for me, right? Like at 10-2, like I feel like I'm going to either play him in captain or I'm not going to play him, because he's been so hit or miss this year. Like, he's got so many games where he scored like 12 points or less. And yeah, he's been good of late, but, you know, you pay 10K for him, he gets you 12 points, and I don't know. I'd rather just play Mahomes if Kelce's not going to do that. But if you're playing Mahomes, you kind of need to play Kelce too. So I kind of like Rice as the third captain.
Yeah, I mean, he's going to be the less popular one for sure. I mean, between him and Kelce, because Kelce's balled the last, you know, over since the playoffs I've gotten here. I mean, he's been fantastic. Kind of back to being the guy he was. The one interesting thing I think with the Chiefs is that they've really consolidated their targets. Like, it earlier in the year, it was so spread out, and it was so frustrating because you could never figure out who was going to see the ball, who was going to, you know, score a touchdown. But since the playoffs have got here, it's gotten really concentrated. I mean, Travis Kelce over the playoffs has seen 31, 29, and 31% of the targets. And then Rashee Rice is right there with them. At 25, 19, and 31% of the targets, where everybody else is like 2%, 3%. Like, it's been very consolidated. I mean, MBS had the 1 week 20, where he had 19%, but other than that, it's been 6%. And then nobody else has really done anything outside of Noah Gray, who's seen 14% of the targets there. And with Jerick McKinnon, it was looking like he was possibly going to be able to play, but now it looks like he's not going to play. So if he doesn't play, then it brings Pacheco into the fold, because Pacheco has pretty much been the complete bell cow back, and he's utilized in the passing game. And so I think it makes it kind of easy in terms of the guys you want to play. And if you think that Travis Kelce is going to be significantly higher owned than Rashee Rice, then I think it makes sense to lean into Rashee Rice. I'm not worried about the Q tag that he got. By all accounts, he was fine. It doesn't sound like it's anything to really worry about. And so more precaution than anything. But $7,600, he is significantly cheaper than Travis Kelce is. So, you don't have to get crazy on Showdown and go down and try to find a Mecole Hardman to play, you know, in the captain or something like that. Like, I think just a little edge of, you know, that of flipping, you know, and playing Rice over Kelce, I think can be enough, especially with all these contests and how massive they are with some of these are. And, you know, frustrating thing about Showdown is, you know, a kneel down by the quarterback at the end of the game can vastly shift. You can go from first, drop down to 30th that quick with Showdown. So I view this game like I like Mahomes. I'm not really all that worried about the 49ers defense. The 49ers don't really do a very good job of getting a pass rush either. And so their secondary is not a secondary that I'm really worried about. I mean, we just saw the playoffs. I mean, the Lions had no problem moving the ball against them. And really, the Packers didn't either. The Packers easily should have won that game as well in that game, you know, outside of the very end where, you know, Jordan Love made some mistakes. But so I like the Chiefs side. I think it's a decision of, you know, are you going to go 4-2 Kansas City or 4-2 49ers? I think, obviously, I think McCaffrey is probably going to be 70, 80% rostered for the most part. And I think that it can be a big enough edge if the Chiefs can, you know, hold him. I know the Chiefs have struggled at times against the run this year, but also the Chiefs just don't really care that much. Like, it's not an emphasis for them to try to stop teams. And we've seen teams that do try to do that. That's what the Bills tried to do. Was run the ball. That was their game plan. They went really conservative, and the Chiefs had no problem with that. They were perfectly okay with allowing them to do that. They're going to play a lot of too high. They're not going to allow you to throw a ball deep on them. They are very confident in their corners, and they're very confident with their defense and their ability to get pressure on the quarterback with Chris Jones and George Karlaftis. They bring a lot of their corners off the edge. Steve Spagnuolo is great at, you know, doing a lot of exotic blitzes, not really knowing where things are going to come from. And so I think it depends on how game script goes, because if the Chiefs are able to get up quickly, which is what they've been able to do throughout the playoffs, they have come out hot and put up points, and it basically forces you to abandon the run because you have this mindset that you have to be able to, you know, keep up with the Chiefs. A lot of people talked about, you know, the Ravens last week and why didn't they run the ball? Because they only had the ball for like 8 or 9 minutes of the entire first half. The Chiefs dominated them, and so. When I look at this game, like, sure, I think McCaffrey can be involved, but it really will come down to is McCaffrey score a couple touchdowns, because if he doesn't, I don't think he pays off that price tag. And so going underweight on Christian McCaffrey, you know, could be the way. If not, like we've talked about, I think you either captain or you don't, and you try not to play him, because I think if you try to fit him in the flex, it's going to be very hard to get anything else accomplished, where I think if you just simply fade him and don't play him, I think it's a very strong strategy to go with. Here, especially if you think the Chiefs can get up quickly on them, then I'm okay with going like a 4-2, even like a 4-2 49ers stack, where you think that they're going to have to play catch up, you know, in the end, where you go with like a Mahomes, and let's say you captain either Kelce or Rashee Rice, and then you play Brock Purdy, Brandon Ayuk, maybe George Kittle, and then try to fit in some of the, you know, the secondary pieces like a Juwan Jennings or, you know, even Kyle Juszczyk, who seems to get, you know, some action, you know, get some targets and stuff like that. You know, somebody that's $800 doesn't need to do a whole lot to make the winning lineup. And so, you know, I don't mind doing that either.
Yeah, and I really like the Chiefs defense at 3,400 in the flex. The 5,100 price I quoted, that was at captain. 3,400 for a defense that gets it's been, you know, one of the top units all year. And you know, like we said, Purdy can definitely turn the ball over under pressure. So, you know, they're probably my favorite value if looking down there in the value range. But I agree on like the cheap guys like McKinnon. If he plays, like I think you just play him. And then you can even play guys like Juszczyk because I mean, you look at the 3K range other than Chiefs defense, like the Justin Watson, Sky Moore, you know, Mecole Hardman range, like all those guys project for like 5 points, you know? And so like what's projecting Juszczyk for like 2 points, there's no difference in that, but it gives you an extra 3K in salary. So I really don't even hate, you know, punting with one or two of those guys way down at the bottom. Because those guys in the 3K range, you know, aren't going to project well at all.
If McKinnon plays, I think he's a lock. I mean, he's $200.
Yeah, you have to play him if he plays.
He did get another limited practice today. I know there were some reports out there that he wasn't going to play. I don't know why you'd even have him out there, like even going through practice or anything, if you didn't think that he was even had a shot at playing, you know? It's not like you're trying to get him, you know, some reps in before next week or something like that. Like, this is obviously the last game. And I could see it. The only scary thing with him would be is like, is he more of just like a really reserve type option where they only use him very, very limited instead of, and really just feed Pacheco. That'd be the only thing that would worry me. But still at $200, he doesn't need to do a whole lot. If he catches,
he can get you zero.
Passes. Yeah.
He can get you zero at 200 and you're fine.
And maybe that's the way, if he plays, maybe that's the way you unlock being able to play Christian McCaffrey in the flex, where, cause you get that $200 option, you know, in your lineup. And even if you don't play Christian McCaffrey, you know, and captain there with a $200 option, you know, maybe that's the way you're able to unlock it.
Yeah, I do like the use check call. I mean, he has two games over 10 points this year. You know, he's going to get you, I think, 2 or 3 points on your normal projections for him. But I mean, again, you know, it costs $800. He's, you know, way cheaper than Sky Moore and Watson and, you know, MVS. And those guys project like maybe 1 point higher than Juszczyk does. Like, you can't project MVS for anything more than 4 points, can you? Like, I mean, his game log is just littered with threes and fours throughout the whole year. It's just, I like the idea of not playing those 3K shitters. Other than Chiefs defense, and then just playing way down at the bottom and getting the good guys up top where the offense has been consolidated to on both sides.
Yeah, and with the Chiefs wide receivers, it sounds like Sky Moore is going to be back. It also sounds like maybe Kadarius Toney plays. I'm shocked. I thought after the comments and the shit he did before the AFC Championship game that they would not, but he's been a full participant this week, so we'll see. But I mean, you could have all these guys active, which is going to make it even harder. Like, I think if Sky Moore and Kadarius Toney didn't play, then it makes you feel a little bit better about maybe plugging in a Mecole Hardman or a Justin Watson, just kind of sprinkle in there. But now with all these guys active, like, I don't know. Like, I don't really have a lean on it. I would maybe play like one or two, depending on how many lineups you're playing, maybe play, you know, 5% of each or something like that. Just kind of sprinkle them into my lineups down here at the bottom because they are salary savers. And I mean, some of these guys are going to see targets for sure. But it's really hard to gauge who it's going to be because that's just how frustrating these guys are. And I mean, we saw it last year's Super Bowl, right? I mean, Sky Moore caught a touchdown. Kadarius Toney scored a touchdown in that game too. The Chiefs are going to pull out all their tricks for this game, but so I wouldn't go heavy. I don't think you can really have a lean on any of them. I think you plant a flag on a Travis Kelce or a Rashee Rice or a Isaiah Pacheco at captain if you're going to captain the Chiefs, and then you just sprinkle in some of these really cheap pass catchers.
Yep,
I think it's the way I would look at it.
I'm good with it.
Another than that, because like when you build, like when you look, I mean, there's not much of a like mid range, right? You have the guys up top all the way down to George Kittle at 64. And then once you get lower than that, like you have the kickers who are $5,200 and 5K, which I don't know, that's what DraftKings done this year. They used to be in like that low 4K range. Now they're just constantly at that 5K range. So, like, you have to really want it to play one of them. And then from there you have Juwan Jennings, but there's no, like, usually you have some guys down in the, like, the mid 5K, 4K range, but you don't have that. It's basically the top, and then you have to try to figure it out. So I think most people's approach is going to be going studs and, stars and scrubs, right? And so that's kind of the way that I view this. But I guess let's build some lineups and just kind of play around with it. Maybe do a 4-2 San Francisco, a 4-2 KC, and maybe do like let's do a Christian McCaffrey captain. Just kind of see what that looks like.
All right.
So lock in McCaffrey at captain.
I tend to not play Debo when McCaffrey has a big game. They tend to eat into each other because Debo's big games comes from the touchdowns, and if he's getting the touchdowns, it tends to not be McCaffrey as well, especially on the ground. So let's go Kelsey.
I'm gonna see if we can do it. I'm gonna throw in Mahomes.
Okay, plug in use check.
So this is a spot where you could go Pacheco if you wanted to, and still have enough to play one of these secondary pieces that we talked about.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get to MBS, but you can play Justin Watson. If I was going to have a lean on any of these guys, like, it would be either Noah Gray or it probably would be Justin Watson.
Yeah, I like Watson.
I think Watson, they do look for him at times in the red zone. He does seem to get some deep shots from them as well. So we could plug in Justin Watson. That would leave no money remaining. If you went, yeah, and you could go Rashee Rice here too. You could plug in Rashee Rice as well. He's cheap enough, but you could go. So with this, it'd be McCaffrey, Kelsey, Mahomes, Juszczyk, Pacheco, Justin Watson, a 4-2 KC stack.
Yep.
With McCaffrey, which makes sense, right? Because I think if he smashes, then obviously the Chiefs are going to be playing from behind.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And they're going to throw the ball. So I definitely think where he pretty much eats into Purdy. You don't need Purdy because McCaffrey is doing the heavy lifting here within the offense, scoring touchdowns and everything else, because that's the way he's going to kill you, right? Like, he doesn't necessarily have to, like last week, for example, 20 carries, 90 yards, 4 catches, 42 yards. Nothing really impressive, but it was the 2 touchdowns that continue to get him there, because the dude continues a touchdown monster this year. And that's really what's got him there, because in the games he doesn't score, 13.1, and then there's a lot of 20s mixed in there where maybe he only scored one touchdown. So with McCaffrey, that's why I feel like if you're going to play him and you think he's going to score a couple touchdowns, then I think you just plug him into the captain and move on and try to figure out from there. But let's do another one. And this time let's go with a Chiefs captain spot here. So you want to go Rice here? I know you talked about him.
Yeah, let's go Rice. It'll be a way more balanced build, especially if we're not going to play McCaffrey. So then let's go Debo if we're not playing CMC.
All right. Let's do a little – I'm gonna plug in Pacheco here again.
All right, I'm going to play Mahomes since we have Rice captain.
Actually, that's all I'll do. I'm gonna swap it out with Pacheco, and I'm gonna play Purdy. So we get a little double quarterback stack here. See what this looks like. So that's $4,400 remaining.
Let's go Kittle.
All right, and on this one, we're just gonna go double tight end. We're gonna go Noah Gray because we don't have Kelsey. So this will be Rashee Rice, Debo Samuel, Brock Purdy, Mahomes, Kittle, and Noah Gray. I kind of like that.
Yeah, it's not bad at all.
With $600 on the table. And remember, if you don't play a lot of showdown, the best way to get different is leaving money on the table. The more money you leave on the table, there's no amount of money that you really can't leave. I don't think there's a – I mean, this is obviously not a week where you're probably going to want $3,000-$5,000 remaining on the table. I don't think that's the direction I would want to go, but you definitely can with Showdown. That's what makes it this so interesting of trying to put this puzzle together. It's not crazy. You would never do that on a main slate, but you know, on a Showdown slate, you definitely can.
Agree.
So on this one, let's do another one that's not a, but let's do a 49ers heavy stack here. So something I don't mind doing is going with like a Kelce captain, but then backfilling it with 49ers.
Let's try
which
it.
Which I did something like that. I guess that was a few years ago when I took down a slate for Showdown where I had AJ Brown at captain all the
rest. That was a 49er game.
Yeah. And so you kind of tell yourself a story that Kelce's going to get all of the work. And he's going to be the guy, right? And then if you think it's going to be somewhat low scoring, it still makes sense to do that, at least on the Kansas City side. And then so you go Purdy. We can go Debo here. Again, I like the Debo call. You want to plug in Kittle again?
Yeah, let's do Kittle again. Unless you want to not do Kittle and do McCaffrey with Juszczyk, which I'm also good with. And then that leaves 2,700. So you're back to your Kansas City guys. I think there's going to be a lot. There's going to be a lot of builds that end up in that 2,700 is like your last guy in.
That's what everything looks like.
It seems like it just funnels that way.
Because the problem with the 49ers that's tough is that there's not. I mean, outside of Juwan Jennings, right? There's not that obvious. Even at running back, I mean, Elijah Mitchell, I guess, scored a touchdown. But he only sees a couple touches. He's not involved in the passing game. So he has to be a guy that comes in and just, you know, falls into the end zone to score a touchdown for him to make sense.
Yeah, and I can't play Juwan Jennings at 4K. That's egregious. He can get you literally 1 point.
Yeah, like he did a couple weeks ago against Detroit where he had targets. I think that's more of a story.
When Debo got hurt.
Yeah, as if something, if you think, you know, you play a lineup where you think maybe, you know, if somebody gets hurt or something like that, then he becomes the must have that you're going to need.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what else you play. Because even if you go Kittle, if you didn't go McCaffrey and you played Kittle, I mean, I guess then you could fit in Pacheco if you wanted to. I mean, you could keep Juszczyk in there if you wanted to, you know, do a Kelce. Like a Kelce in another stack, but I do kind of like that going McCaffrey and then still leaving. So I guess if you want to play McCaffrey, I guess that's the way you would do it. But, and again, probably spread it around. Like I said, Justin Watson, Noah Gray. I'm not playing Kadarius Toney. I don't know what the hell happens with him. Scott, I'm not playing Sky Moore either.
Yeah, no, I'm not playing Toney either.
So let's plug in. You can just plug in Justin Watson again. I really was going to be intrigued with Richie James, but it looks like all these dudes are going to play. So,
yeah. I mean, you could play CEH if McKinnon doesn't play. He's 1,200.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean
he's very similar to Juszczyk, right?
Yes.
Going to get you a couple points, you know, 1 or 2 points, and maybe scores a touchdown. But.
Yeah, it's really going to depend on what happens with McKinnon, because if McKinnon plays,
yeah,
then that just kind of unlocks the entire slate to allow you to do whatever you want. Because if McKinnon plays, like, I mean, he doesn't really get involved that much in the running game anyways. He's basically just their third down running back. They use him inside the red zone. I think that is basically all they would use him for. And then situational options, maybe they just use him more in the red zone. He doesn't necessarily use him as much on third downs or maybe some big plays here and there. But like we said, I mean, all he needs is 2 or 3 catches, and you're fine.
That's it.
If he does anything more than that, he's going to be a must-have.
It's like the who was the receiver we played at Men Price earlier this year in Showdown, and he caught a bomb, 75-yard touchdown.
Oh, who the hell was that?
I'm drawing a blank. It was his first game back from injury.
I can't remember who it was. Yeah, I remember what you're talking about. Yeah. Yeah.
Because we were talking, we were like, this guy's going to be a free square. everybody's going to play him. And he was like 10% and he scored a 75 yard touchdown.
I can't remember who the hell that was now.
God, who was that? It's going to drive me insane. It was a little slot receiver for somebody. I need to pull up NFL teams. This is going to bug me now. Was it on the Saints? No. Who was it on?
I can't remember who it was.
I'm going to find it. I'm determined at this point. I feel like it was the Saints for some reason.
Oh, man. This is really bothering me.
It wasn't the Saints.
I'm scrolling through our DMs. I can't remember who it was.
I've got all the NFL teams in front of me thinking this would jog my memory, and it's not. It wasn't the Bills. I don't know why I keep thinking it's like Isaiah McKenzie or somebody. It was somebody like that, though.
It wasn't. Was it Khalil Shakir?
It might have been Shakir.
He did have a... Was that a primetime game? Yeah, because he had the 81-yard touchdown.
Yeah, because it was showdown.
That was a primetime game. Did he miss the week before or something?
Yeah, whoever it was coming back off injury. But they were Min Price. I don't think Shakir would have been Min Price.
This is riveting. Riveting stuff right now for
people. It's a lot of dead air. I legit just don't remember. Texans. Was it the Texans? Might have been the Texans. Nah, it wasn't the Texans.
It wasn't Shakir, because Shakir didn't miss any time before that, so he wouldn't have been Min Price. I don't know. I can't remember who it was. I'm sure eventually it'll just come to me, and I'll be like, oh, yeah.
As soon as we sign off, one of us is going to remember.
So, anyways, so we're not just sitting here. Do you remember what week it was?
It was only a few weeks ago. Like, it had to be within, like, the last 5 weeks.
I know who it was now. It was the Bills-Chargers game, and it was Josh Palmer is who it was. Remember, he caught that long touchdown, and he was Min Price because he'd been out forever, and they didn't know if he was going to play, and they he was Min Price, and he scored that long touchdown.
You're right. It was Josh Palmer.
Yeah. That's who it was.
That is who it was. We were like, he's a free square.
Yeah, I thought everyone was going to play him, but no one did.
Nobody did. He was like 10%. But yeah, so that's all that time to look that up. But that, yeah, that's McKinnon, essentially.
All that to say that.
Yeah.
I just pulled up NFL primetime games. I was trying to see if that would jog my memory. And then as soon as I saw Chargers Bills, that's who it was. It was Josh Palmer. Because he missed all that time, and then he came back. So, anyway, after all that. So, other than that, like I think this feels kind of straightforward. Like I said, like if I'm paying down, I'm sprinkling in some of these other options. I don't think you need to play. I have no interest really of playing MVS at 3K. Chiefs defense, I don't mind at 3,400. I mean, if you have enough money left over, if you have a build where you can fit in a, you know, Harrison Bucker or something like that at 5K, especially inside a dome. I mean, this dude could kick, you know, multiple 40, 50-yard field goals. I mean, he's got that kind of leg. Like, he could be an option that you could look at, you know, as a little bit of a money saver pay down option. But he's 5K, and it makes it so tough to be able to fit him in whenever you want to fit in, you know, the quarterbacks. You want to McCaffrey, Kelsey, Rashee Rice, George Kittle, whatever. Like, all these guys are so expensive. It makes it really hard to be able to get down to Harrison Bucker. And there's not, like, just obvious names. Now, again, if something were to happen to where McKinnon plays, then I think that kind of changes everything, because at $200, it just kind of frees everything up and allows you to be able to do a lot more. Where maybe you do look a little bit more of a build where you could fit in somebody like a Bucker to kind of change things up and get a little bit different. Because I don't think a lot of people are going to be playing the kickers here in this game, especially Jake Moody after all the struggles he's been having lately. So I wouldn't look there, but I agree with you. I think I like Deebo more than I like Brandon Ayuk. I think Brandon Ayuk is going to see a lot of LeJarius Sneed. I think he pretty much shadows him, because I think in the slot they feel pretty good about Trent McDuffie being able to match up against Deebo Samuel. And like I said, I wouldn't expect a whole lot of deep passes here because the Chiefs have just done a really good job outside of some broken coverage stuff with their two high safety stuff that they play a lot of to take away all that. So what worries me about Brock Purdy is what's worrying me about Brock Purdy every single time that he has played a really good pass rush defense that can get a lot of pressure on a quarterback. He tends to struggle. It's kind of been something that I've kind of been following this year. You know, the Ravens, the same thing happened. He was complete garbage in that game. And honestly, in the playoffs, he hasn't really been fantastic either. You know, he had the ball off the defender that hit him right in the face. Got a little lucky there. But that's what worries me about Purdy. I feel much better, obviously, about playing Mahomes than I do Purdy. Because the Chiefs' pass defense, especially in the second half, has been phenomenal. They've done a really good job of kind of changing things up and really adjusting in the second half. And they have allowed no points in the second half. So I just think this could be a kind of a race to see who can score the most points because the 49ers are also, I believe they're the number one scoring defense in the fourth quarter this year. They've done a really good job of kind of clamping teams down. So we'll see. There's a lot of narratives with this game. That's kind of the lean I have. I really kind of agree. I kind of like Rice a little bit more over Kelce. I'm just more of a just getting a little bit different because I think ownership is going to be very high on Kelce, especially with all the production that this dude's been putting up the last couple of weeks. The dude just went off. You know, last game he played 11 catches on 11 targets, 116 yards and a score in that one. I just don't think Rice is going to be as popular. I do like Pacheco as well as another a little bit more of a pay down. And I think ownership could shift if McKinnon were to play, where people maybe not want to play Pacheco as much because Pacheco has been the absolute workhorse, like I've said, without McKinnon back there. It's been 100% his back. When McKinnon comes back, I can see people moving off a little bit of Pacheco, and maybe I push him up a little bit higher because he is involved in the passing game, and I think they try to do a little bit of stuff with him as well. So I do like Pacheco as well. On the 49ers side, it's McCaffrey, it's Debo, and I think it's George Kittle would be the guys I would be looking at there over on that side. And like I said, Juszczyk is more of just a YOLO, you know, a sprinkle on him in type play.
Yeah. Also, it wasn't Josh Palmer. I remember who it was. It was Jamal Agnew. They played the Ravens in week 15 or something, and he caught that 65-yard touchdown.
Is that who it was?
It was Agnew. $200. Can't you little slot receiver came back after missing a ton of time. It was Agnew. I think I'm pretty sure Palmer was on the main slate. I don't think he was. Yeah, I don't think that was a.
No, because that was a Saturday night game. He would have been on the main slate. No.
But yes, it was Agnew. I remember it was Agnew.
Maybe you're right.
Because they were without Kirk and Agnew was coming back and hadn't played in a while.
Makes sense.
And I think somebody else was banged up too. But yeah. That's the one. But yes, agree with all those takes.
So
we're pretty much on the same page for this game.
Right. So what do you play? Are you just going to watch the game at home with your kid and just hang out at the house?
My wife's uncle's hosting just like a family get together. Nothing crazy. We'll probably have, I think, yeah, like a bunch of people are just bringing a bunch of different foods. So it's like no, like, you know, not like an actual dinner, but just a lot of like party foods. My wife usually makes a buffalo chicken dip and there'll be like, you know, sliders and meatballs and shit like that. The use.
Yeah, I'm normally, I'm not a big fan of like, I'm not a big fan of like being around people for sporting events because like I get tired, like I can't stand the people that like are screaming and yelling the whole time and saying stuff and talking. Asking
if the Cowboys were in it, I probably wouldn't go watch it anywhere. I'd probably just chill and actually watch the game. But because well, like when you're at a party, right, you're not actually watching the game. It's just, you're just chit chatting and drinking beers and
right. Well,
kids are running around.
But I decided, I was like, you know what? Cause they ask me all the time and they're like, hey, like one of our parents on our baseball team, they like host, have people over all the time, stuff like that. And they ask all the time. And I'm always like, no, cause they're like, they're big Chiefs fans too. But I'm always like, no, I don't want to. I just want to stay home, watch games. But I gave in and I was like, you know what? Fine. Because really it came down to, because I was thinking about it, because the AFC Championship game, like we made a bunch of food over here and everything else, and like only half of it got ate. And I'm like, you know what? I was like, you know, if the Chiefs make it, maybe I'll say screw it and let's just go over there and, you know, just enjoy a bunch of food and whatever. I mean, the Chiefs have been in the Super Bowl so much. Like, it's not like other fan bases, like it's your first time going or winning or witnessing right. one. Like this is, you know, kind of like, and that sounds like a really spoiled fan to be like, we're here all the time. Like it doesn't really matter anymore. Like
true.
So, but it is truth. So I was like, yeah, let's go. So we're going to go over there, eat a bunch of food and hang out. And, it'll be fun. I'll enjoy it. So, you know, just life of cheese fan. Just, you know, so that's what we do now.
Not too shabby. Huh? Yeah.
What is this? Their fourth in 5 years or something like that they've been. So, and this is supposed to be their worst team.
Well, it is.
And here we are. Another Super Bowl. So I get it. Like, it's funny because for so many years, like, I hated the Patriots. And, like, I just got so old. I'm like, oh my God, I'm so tired of seeing the Patriots.
Again, Tom Brady.
Here we go again. You know, and everything else. God. And now, like, now the shoe's on the other foot.
Now you understand it.
Now I totally get where they were coming from and, like, everything else. It's like, okay. This is what this is like. So that's
funny.
Anyway. All right. Let's go ahead and get out of here. I appreciate everybody that's rocked with us all year. With you know, the DFS shows all year. Hopefully next year is a little bit better of a year. I think DFS space this year was pretty rough. Hopefully maybe, I don't know, DraftKings will do something to innovate a little bit and kind of add some new wrinkles in, but I don't see that happening. But the Sims are currently winning the battle in terms of a lot of the stuff. But either way, it's been a fun year. It's been fun talking through this. I still love DFS, even though it's gotten a little bit you know, a little bit different to play. Because of all the Sims and everything else that have happened this year. But with that being said, we're back again. I think we are going to try to do some best ball stuff. We're going to kind of ramp up our best ball coverage this year. So that should be fun. Try to get a little more best ball, especially after the draft and stuff like that. So, because I don't think Maddie's going to be out here grinding the draft scene before the draft. So,
nope,
not his thing. So, we'll probably check back in sometime around there. We'll be back again next year for another season. 2024 season. So appreciate everybody rocking with us. See you guys very soon. Have a good weekend. Stay safe. Enjoy the football games this weekend or the football game this weekend. Hopefully the Chiefs win. Just keep it going so they can continue to be the villains. Anyways, have a good weekend. See you on the next one. Bye. Think you can tell me what to do? You know who you're talking to? The way the war bounce, I see what you got, inventions and ounces. But that's a break, boy. Yeah, that's a break, little man. Break it down. Dangerous, you know. Dangerous, you know. You think you're a big man? You like your little man. Don't tell me what it's like to be half a man. It must break your heart to see what I am. What? That's a breaks, boy. Yeah, that's a breaks, little man. Break it down. Tell me what to do. You know who you're talking to. Just not wanting me to be someone else. Wouldn't be like a book on a shelf that you can be, boy. Yeah, that you can be, little man.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.